More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Underneath our feet are what's left of the bones of millions of animals that roamed the Rockies long before we were ever born. The fossils of dinosaurs and other prehistoric creatures can be found from Idaho to Wyoming to Canada, if you know where to look for them. So where are the best parks and trails to find fossils or to learn more about their history? To answer those questions, we turn to Dr. Patricia Quinlisk. She is the former medical director and state epidemiologist with the Iowa Department of Public Health. And in her spare time, she's something of a dinosaur expert. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So how did you go from Iowa's state epidemiologist to dinosaur expert?
Well, I don't know that I'd call myself a dinosaur expert, but one of the things that I've done in my retirement is I've worked on preventing dementia. And one of the things they tell us to do to lower our risk of getting dementia is to learn something new and then use that knowledge. So every year I give myself a project, and last year it was to learn about dinosaur fossils and to learn about the hikes that can take you to them and the museums that have them, et cetera. So I did that, and then I've been giving some talks on it. So it's sort of been fun to do something totally different.
So how common is it to actually find dinosaur fossils, like let's say in the Rockies?
Well, I think it really depends on where you go. Most of the hikes that I talk about go to well-established, well-known beds of dinosaur fossils. In fact, some of them you actually have to have a guide to go to because they're very precious and they don't want people going in and, you know, taking them out. And a lot of them are still active recovery sites. But there's some amazing places you can go to not only see dinosaurs, but even earlier fossils of ancient animals.
So what are some of those maybe trails, maybe one or two best places that you could go and do that?
Well, there's a lot of places along the Rockies, as you might know. There's Dinosaur National Park, which is not too far from all of you. Then also, if you go up into the Canadian Rockies, there's a very, very unique place called the Burgess Shale, which is some of the very earliest fossils of any kind of life found on Earth. But then just there's a lot of other ones you can go and see, say, dinosaur footprints, dinosaur bones, et cetera. There's just amazing places all along the Rockies where if you have an interest and maybe partners or children or grandchildren, you can go and see some of these great sites and learn a little bit about life from a long time ago.
So what if you want to know more about fossils? Are there places, you know, around our area here in the Mountain West that you could learn more?
Absolutely. There's some great dinosaur museums. And some of these museums have just wonderful educational opportunities for all age groups. So you can go and find out from them. Of course, a lot of the universities have classes that you could maybe audit or take. And then again, there's national parks, state parks, where you can go and see fossils or footprints, et cetera, and that they have park rangers who can give you talks on them. So I think it just depends on how far you want to travel and what you want to learn and just what might be available near you.
What's it been like for you to learn about all of this?
Well, I've had a fun time. I had actually hiked up to the Burgess Shale on their 100th anniversary, which was probably about 10, 15 years ago. And that sort of piqued my interest. Since then, I've gone to some of these other ones. And to be honest, I've not gone to all of the ones that I talk about. But so I've had friends who have gone to them. And there's a lot out there. I was just amazed to find out how many things were available to us members of the public who just want to learn a little bit more about these fossils and dinosaurs and other ancient life.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's so interesting, right? Because kids love dinosaurs. So I think to kind of bring it full circle as adults and saying, you know what, it's kind of a fun and interesting thing to learn about.
Absolutely. And the talk I'm giving for Idaho Ollie, I actually put together three different hikes. Some are for like vigorous hikers who want to go take sort of a hike that's somewhat difficult to get to, all the way down to hikes that you can take with a couple, you know, grandchildren or children that are not very hard, but you can learn a lot. There's just a lot of opportunities both up in Canada and Alberta, going down mm-hmm. through, you know, Montana and Idaho and into Wyoming and Colorado. Again, when I started looking into this, I was just amazed at how many places that there are along the Rockies where you can go and learn about all these fossils and, you know, have somebody who knows a lot more about them than I do give you a little talk on them.
Well, I think it's great and it's super fascinating. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to talk with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.